It's Monday, April 13th, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
What are your songs about? Do you have pet sort of themes that you repeat?
Well, the pet theme really is, why worry? I mean, you can be pretty happy if you put your mind to it.
Oh, what a nice way to open up this here episode of the show from Melbourne, Australia. The band Traffic Island, spelled with a K. Traffic with a K. That was the song Ulla Dulla. Comes off their incredibly weird album, Sweat Collector's Peanut Butter Traffic Jam. But great song, Ulla Dulla. Such a good one. And I know it's instrumental. It's the kind of thing I would normally talk over. But it was so good, I felt like I should put it on the show just as a standalone track because I really wanted to promote it because I think it's super great. So hope you liked it too. Okay, speaking of things I like a lot, how about this new record from Portland, Oregon's very own Starfucker without any vowels? That's how I like to say it. STRFKR. That's the name of the band, Starfucker. We're going to hear a couple tracks from their new album, Future Past Life. The first one we're going to hear is called Deep Dream. The second one is called Dear Stranger. Both are super fantastic, particularly Deep Dream, but I think all of it's really good, and it was hard to pick because the album has so many good songs on it. So without further ado, Starfucker with Deep Dream and Dear Stranger right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, Wait till they see those pictures of me in blackface. That's gonna be. That's gonna make it a lot worse. You know what? I learned a lot. I learned how to eat alone in a restaurant with people giving me the finger from across the room.
I go out. When you begin to see things, let them happen. Just let them happen. Let them happen.
All right, it has been a minute. Let's play catch up. After Starfucker back there, we heard two songs by New York City's very own The Shacks. First, Crimson and Clover, a cover of Tommy James and the Shondells. And then another new one, Wings. That's a single also by The Shacks. Those are two great songs they've put out as singles in the last little while. And hadn't put them on the show for a bit, so I thought it was a good time. And that Crimson and Clover cover, that's hard. Say that five times fast. That's a hell of a version. I think that's a good song right there. Then, after The Shacks, we heard a couple songs from Los Angeles, California's very own Automatic. That's the name of the band. They have a new album called Signal. We heard Strange Conversations and Highway, both very good songs, and I think the album as a whole is great. It was hard to pick which songs to play because there were so many good ones on that day release, and I'd never played Automatic on the show before. I don't know. Do they have other albums? I forgot to check. I only have the one, Signal, this new one, but maybe they have earlier works that I'm not familiar with. Whatever. Signal's good. So if you like those two tracks, definitely check out the whole thing. You will not be disappointed. Okay, speaking of other things that will not be disappointing to you, how about this next band? They're from New York City. They're called Purr, and we're going to hear two songs off their new album, Like New. We're going to hear Giant Night and Miss Universe. You, like Y-O-U. Both very good songs, and this is another record where it was like hard to choose which songs to play because there's so many good ones. But these are the two I came up with, so I hope you agree that these are great songs. And if they are, you should check out the whole record because you'll probably like it. So without further ado, Purr from New York City with Giant Night and Miss Universe right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I know to take. how's my bird in the sky?
Thank you. turn it up, and I'll be there.
Okay, let's catch up one last time. That was Peter, Bjorn, and John from right here in Stockholm, Sweden. That was two songs from their new album, Endless Dream. The first was Music, the second, Simple Song of Sin. Both great songs off a pretty great record. I feel like this may be one of their stronger releases, this new album. So if you like those two songs, if you have fond memories of young folks and just want to get back into Peter, Bjorn, and John, maybe now's a good time because I got this new Endless Dream album. It's not bad. All right, finishing up this year's episode of the show, we're going back to Melbourne, Australia for another band. This one's Gregor. We opened the show with Traffic Island for Melbourne. Now we're going to close the show with Gregor, also from Melbourne. This is the song, A Song About Holding Hands, and it comes off his album Silver Drop, and I think it's a great song. I don't think the album as a whole is super great. This is kind of the standout for me, but I think it's a really good song. So I hope you enjoy A Song About Holding Hands as much as I do. Without further ado, Gregor with A Song About Holding Hands, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Drops, Go, and Seafood Extender, all by Traffic Island. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including Spotify playlists for season 17 of the show, where you can find all the songs I play just in the playlist without having to listen to me talk. That's pretty nice. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com, and I always like hearing from you. And until next episode, I just want to say stay safe, wash your hands a lot, don't go outside, keep a distance from people. I should say, you know, Sweden, it's, I don't know if you've been reading it, the international press covers the way Sweden is handling the pandemic very harshly, I think. Like, there's a lot of really negative coverage of Sweden because they're taking a very cautious, everyone in Sweden is reasonable kind of, we're going to make recommendations, people are going to follow them, it's all going to be fine. Like, that's kind of the Swedish model. And everywhere else in the world, especially around Europe, it's just like, lock everything down, no one can go outside, curfews, and we'll arrest you if you're outdoors and stuff. And meanwhile, in Sweden, it's like, yeah, I don't know, restaurants and stuff are open. It's all fine. Not very many masks here. It's pretty chill. But the press coverage is always like, you know, we've talked to experts and they say that in a week or two, it's just going to blood in the streets. Like, Sweden is going to fall apart and everything's going to be terrible. But they've been saying that for like a month and it's still fine. So I don't know. I'm inclined to. Sweden's doing what it does. Sweden's all right. It's not that bad here. And yeah, more deaths than Norway or Denmark. I get it. But not that many more. And the population of Sweden's a lot more than those countries. And they're completely locked down and life there is miserable. In Sweden, life is pretty normal and the results are not that different. So maybe I'll live to regret being on this side. But for now, I'm cool with it. That's a fun way to end a show, isn't it? Just me rambling about, not really about music. Anyway, stay safe out there. And if you're in New York City, sure as shit, don't go outside. Fuck. Oh my God, New York is insane. All right, see you next time.